Welcome, treasure. I'm Kasha Shakti, and this is an erotic, hypnotic, ego-altering recording. If you don't want to be, or shouldn't be, listening to a recording designed to have ongoing effects on your erotic experience of the world, now is the time to curse yourself for not reading the description in advance. This session is designed to increase your experience of love and devotion. I am always delighted and pleased to have such worship directed at me. However, you also have my permission to use this recording as part of your training for a different goddess. If that is your situation, simply formulate the intention now, and you will find that your mind naturally translates references to me appropriately towards your goddess. And please make sure that listening to this recording is not out of integrity with any part of your life. Given that, I now want you as naked as possible in a space that is quiet and low lit with a comfortable temperature. Find a place to sit back or lay down where your body can be totally relaxed. Create the best sound quality available to you in your environment and remove all likely distractions. Make sure you will not need to get up for anything for at least the next hour. Take a moment to actually attend to any possible detail that will improve the quality of your hypnotic trance. Very good. Now that you are completely comfortable, if you are experienced at relaxing into trance, then this is the time to do what you know how to do so well. Sleep, fall, down, good, deeper. You can go just as deep now as you have ever been by simply using the ability of each deeper level you fall to help you choose to go even deeper. Show off for me how good you are at surrendering to hypnotic goddess control. Such an excellent, exciting devotee. Whether you have experience with deep trance or not, you will enjoy the relaxing induction I will be creating for you. There will be plenty of time to get comfortable, and it will be so easy to fall into a hypnotic sleep. Let's do an experiment. Close your eyes, nice and shut, effortlessly closed. Relax your body and take a deep breath. Doesn't that instantly feel good? Why don't you keep following my instructions for as long as it makes you feel good? That's all you have to do to experience a very deep hypnotic trance. Let go and take three more deep breaths, relaxing more fully with each. Breathe in. Breathe out. Inspire. Expire. Very easy. Very relaxed. That's so good. Now let your breath find a comfortable, natural rhythm and begin to fall out of your attention entirely. I want you to visualize yourself walking down a clean, empty, beautiful beach on a clear, sunny day. Feel the warmth of the air and listen to the relaxing rush in and out of the waves crashing on the shore and pulling back to open ocean. Smell the salt and the sea, a gentle teasing touch of flowers on the breeze. Notice the sand sinking beneath your feet. Feel each of your steps solid and grounding. Very good. Take another breath of the clean, intoxicating air, giving in to the simple pleasure. Imagine now that you've been walking and walking without becoming hot, burned, or tired for as long as you can remember. There's nothing you would rather do than be walking along this beach. Nowhere you're trying to go, nothing you intend to do but walk. It's so deeply satisfying to walk and walk without end, enjoying all of the relaxing pleasures of the environment that you are so present to. As you walk and are absorbed with walking, the sun sometimes seems to move very quickly in the sky, cresting and beginning to sink, even as you seem to have gone just 100 steps or so. Sinking down, and twilight hits as still you walk and sink and breathe and walk. And nighttime overtakes the beach. The stars come out and the waves echo darker tones as you walk under the moon. And dawn breaks, casting beautiful pastel hues on you walking still. And other times, in your long walking trance, it seems like you have taken thousands of steps since the last time the sun moved in the sky. The waves slow and sound seems to blur around you, as though you have to walk more and more just to keep up with time, much less move forward in it. Slow time, fast time, sun or stars, you find yourself in deeper and deeper trance states as you continue to step, 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 step forward. Finally, in the distance in front of you, you can begin to make out massive rock formations stretching from the water to tall cliffs that reach down to overlook the beach. As a day of walking passes in shifting color and light patterns, you gaze at the rocks ahead as their appearance shifts with your view. In one moment, they might look like an enormous sleeping dragon curled around her treasure, and then the sun will move behind a cloud and an alien skyline appears. But as you at last near the giant formations, the pattern that emerges is inevitably that you are approaching a doorway. With clarity of vision comes sure and certain knowledge that this gateway is your long unknown destination, and it fills you with happiness in anticipation to approach. Walking through a door is a transformative experience, and you can feel that this is a transformation you want and need, can't you? Because this is the door into my total control. Beyond those rocks, there is no disobedience or resistance possible until I choose to release you, if I choose to release you. And I know that you want to walk through my doorway even more now, don't you? Keep walking, my treasure. Ultimately, you come to the point where the doorway looms before you in deep reddish browns, smooth ancient boulders, taking soft, sacred steps, knowing how good and right it is to advance. Walk deliberately through the stone entrance into my utterly compelling presence now. Finding yourself floating, warm and safe on the other side, in the middle of a beautiful but empty dream, 10 times as relaxed as you were before, and in a deep, deep sleep, while remaining very focused on my words and obeying all of my suggestions. And now I want to take you step by step to an even deeper level of surrender and vulnerability. I want you to think or speak the following thoughts after I speak them, acknowledging and savoring this enchantment, falling deeper into trance with each prayer. Goddess, you have total control of my body. Goddess, you have total control of my mind. Goddess, you have total control of my being. Goddess, you have total control of my ka. Goddess, I beg you to take from me anything that pleases you. Very good. Now again, my treasure. Goddess, you have total control of my body. Goddess, you have total control of my mind. Goddess, you have total control of my being. Goddess, you have total control of my cock. Goddess, I beg you to take from me anything that pleases you. Good treasure. It's very pleasing to know that you are relaxing the pleasure of surrender, eagerly awaiting any of my commands. I'm sure you can't wait to find out what I'm going to do with you, can you? Lucky treasure, it's reward time, and I'm very excited about playing deep inside you. I want you to give something up for me as an act of love and worship. I feel so excited and empowered thinking about you giving something up that you would otherwise do on a regular basis. I love training you to relish obeying me and sacrificing for me. I want you to know that whatever I want from you, I am going to get. And you are going to be desperate to say, yes, please, yes, Goddess. Fast, hard, and deep enough to truly express the thrill you get from worshiping me in just the ways I require. What I want you to give up for me is being afraid. I'm going to take your ability to experience fear as you previously have and use it to bind you, master you. Not by feeding your fears, but by training you to transmute them into intoxicating, addictive love. So that every moment you might otherwise feel afraid becomes an opportunity to worship and to love harder. I want to start with a simple exercise. Think of something that you feel frightens you just a little. Whether it's an event, a task, an animal, a weather condition, or anything else that might challenge you, think about how you feel when you encounter it. Remember the last time you experienced fear around the thing you are imagining. Let the sensations of the interaction flow through you and notice the way your body feels. Pay attention to the effects in your toes and feet, through your legs and pelvis, in your gut, up through your chest and heart region, in your shoulders and arms, down through the tips of your fingers, then back up to your neck, your jaw, your face, your forehead. Notice how, aside from the idea that there's something to be afraid of, the way your body feels when you are a little afraid is actually fairly pleasant. Relax and enjoy the sensations all throughout your body. I imagine you're finding that it is arousing to give in to such an exciting and pleasurable experience, aren't you? Very good. Follow that feeling of erotic stimulation deeper. Continue to observe all the sensations in your head, limbs, and torso, as well as your cock. Now, notice that you feel just the way you do when you're falling in love. Beautiful, sweet, rushing, pure love. Exhilarating combination of fear and ecstasy that thrills your cock and strips away all control. Enthralling, addictive love, like sweet and tender poison. Let love burn at long forgotten fear, thrilling, tingling, and pulling you deeper. Love engulfs fear, contains fear, is fear, eliminates fear. Love is too easily mistaken for fear, but not for you, sweet treasure. Love me, love yourself, love life, love all things and all beings who inspire you. So long as you love when you're tempted to fear. The more often you face fear and experience love, the more addictive and exhilarating it will feel to give in completely to the vulnerability of fierce, passionate adoration. The more vulnerable you become, the more intense it will feel to push your boundaries into fear so that you can let it melt into increasingly arousing and exciting states of radiant love. The more constantly you exist in a state of love, the harder you will have to push to find a boundary that excites fear. The harder you push, the more deeply you will surrender to your love. The more deeply you surrender, the more vulnerable you will feel, and the more frightening it will be to make yourself open to the things you desire. The more frightened you feel, the more powerful the rush of love that overtakes you. The more exciting and transforming the love you feel is, the more addicted to pursuing the cycle you will become. You're doing very well, my treasure. I am so pleased with you. I love having the power to get you so excited that it pushes you deeper into trance, where I can excite you even more. Now I want you to cycle down into a state of blank, empty relaxation. Take deep breaths until you reach a calm, peaceful, grounded state.
Got it. You have total
inspire. Expire.
You have total control.
Very good. Deeper now.
Got it.
More relaxed. Still blissfully content to be enthralled by my voice. Good treasure. I want you empty and clear for your next lesson. I'm going to lead you through another exposure to a scary stimulus, and it will be very easy for you to apply what you've learned about shifting a fear response into worship and love. I want you to imagine being made to submit to something erotic that you find frightening, particularly something that you already also find arousing. Would you be scared to face a week, a month, 3 months in a chastity device without release? Would it be confronting to find yourself completely restrained, blindfolded, helpless? To be given strange, bitter potions to drink without knowing what the effects would be? Or does it take something darker, crueler, more invasive to truly make your heart pound? Whatever your naughty fear is, focus on all the exciting sensations it causes throughout your body to imagine being taken out of control and into your fantasy. Notice how hard it makes your cock, how thrilled the energy throughout your pelvis and lower abs. Now, surrender your fear of submitting so deeply and let obsessed, adoring love take its place. A burning passion to give up more power, to offer yourself thoroughly, to hold nothing back from the pleasure of total submission and devotion. Addictive, sweet love that you need to pursue, to give, to increase in intensity by chasing and facing larger and larger fears, to feel the corresponding transformation into even more expansive ecstasy. Such a good treasure. What melodic worship resonates from you in your rapture? You sing like a struck bell or a plucked string in a pure, clear tone. A vivid, entrancing thrum from your center is pulling you down deeper into trance, relaxation, harmony, security. Let a peaceful warmth return you to a profoundly grounded state. Well done, treasure. Isn't it astonishing how easy and pleasurable it can be to let go of your anxieties? And amazing that at the same time, you can be engaging in an act of intentional worship out of a compelling love for your goddess. Aren't you looking forward to experiencing this all of the time, my brave, bold treasure? I'm sure that up until now, you've been wasting a lot of energy, indulging your irrational worries, haven't you? Think about ways you, even without realizing it, act from a place of fear, changing your thinking around those behaviors, and your emotional landscape is a very pleasing form of worship, as well as being so good for you. Of course, not every act of protecting yourself or another is an act of fear. But there is a way to know the difference. Simply remember that reasonable precautions are acts of love, and unreasonable precautions are acts of fear. If you can't tell if a safety is reasonable or unreasonable, let your heart and instincts tell you whether it feels of love or of fear. If you know you're tempted to take extreme protective measures, seek out and confront your fear. If you have the opportunity to take greater care of yourself with little cost, then do so for love's sake, love of yourself as well as of others. Reasonable precautions are acts of love. Unreasonable precautions are acts of fear. Unreasonable precautions limit you and your relationships. They cost too much to provide little or no additional safety. They keep you from pursuing your most exhilarating desires. Unwarranted concerns interrupt your surrender and create resistance. You are spectacular and productive when you act with total confidence. You have zero time available for irrational fears, and you are so lovingly giving them up for me as I speak, so to speak. Aren't you? Good treasure. The more often you face fear and experience love, the more addictive and exhilarating it will feel to give in completely to the vulnerability of fierce, passionate adoration. The more vulnerable you become, the more intense it will feel to push your boundaries into fear so that you can let it melt into increasingly arousing and exciting states of radiant love. The more constantly you exist in a state of love, the harder you will have to push to find a boundary that excites fear. The harder you push, the more deeply you will surrender to your love. The more deeply you surrender, the more vulnerable you will feel, and the more frightening it will be to make yourself open to the things you desire. The more frightened you feel, the more powerful the rush of love that overtakes you. The more exciting and transforming the love you feel is, the more addicted to pursuing the cycle you will become. Let's reach and play with something really frightening now. What scares you so much that you don't even recognize the fear? What is so intimidating that you never even really consider doing something other than your safe, easy norm? Think about telling your darkest secret to the person whose judgment you dread the most. Think about telling all of your secrets to the person whose love you want the most. Choose a big fear, and for a moment, sink into how you think you would feel if you were to confront what you imagine to be the horrible terror. If you think you would feel ashamed, shy, humiliated, why? Let go of silly, prideful fear fuels. You need no attachment. You want what I want you to do, and what I want you to do, you will do. So by surrendering to me, you get to do everything you want. And therefore, there is no fear, really, is there? Just that erotic, excited feeling throughout your nervous system, titillated and rapturous. Explosions of passionate love that flood your heart like oil flooding a bonfire, erupting into moans of pure, primal need, strung out for a love rich enough to satisfy your complex craving and loving it, addicted to the feeling of addiction in all its decadence. Hunger and thirst for a rare love's most satiating feast, an ideal and appreciative object, exquisitely beautiful, radiant, and full of grace. It's so clear that you need living goddess worship to fully live your love. I want you to know without question that I can take it, and I deserve it. Let go of anything holding you back from the full force of your devotion, fearless and passionate. The more often you face fear and experience love, the more addictive and exhilarating it will feel. Give in completely to the vulnerability of fierce, passionate adoration. The more vulnerable you become, the more intense it will feel to push your boundaries into fear so that you can let it melt into increasingly arousing and exciting states of radiant love. The more constantly you exist in a state of love, the harder you will have to push to find a boundary that excites fear. The harder you push, the more deeply you will surrender to your love. The more deeply you surrender, the more vulnerable you will feel, and the more frightening it will be to make yourself open to the things you desire. The more frightened you feel, the more powerful the rush of love that overtakes you. The more exciting and transforming the love you feel is, the more addicted to pursuing this cycle you will become. You've done such a good job exploring new extremes of erotic devoted love. I am very pleased with you and proud of you. But did you really push yourself as hard as you can? If you know that you could surrender more of your fear, more control than you have so far, then you are going to need special treatment to break down that resistance, aren't you? I'm certain you would never want to disappoint me. But it's okay if you've been weak so far. You can make it up to me by submitting to this session again and as many times as it takes to access the levels of excitement you are capable of reaching. But until then, I don't think you'll be able to have a satisfying orgasm for any reason. It wouldn't be any fun to allow yourself a pleasurable release when you're out of integrity with Goddess, when you could be such a good treasure, would it? Of course not. Instead, you should hold on to your arousal to motivate you to come back to the lesson you need and want so much as soon as possible. On the other hand, if you have pushed and played so hard that even in your deeply relaxed state, you feel exhausted with effort, if it feels like your cock and your heart have both been throbbing with mad intensity for hours, if it seems that without release, both will explode with the rush of adoration, then I want to reward you. I want you to have the most powerfully loving orgasm you have ever experienced, with all the pleasure of being completely devoted and adoring. Take one hand, and without stroking, wrap it firmly around your cock. Hold tightly, remembering that I still have absolute power over your cock, and you will not be able to release until you have my permission. Very good. Squeeze just a little. Perfect. Now I want you to take your other hand and grasp your testicles, tugging them gently away from the base of your cock and increasing your erotic tension. Find just the right grip to keep you teased and tantalized exactly the way I want you. It's so sexy to use your hands to hold your own cock and balls hostage for me. And you love being subject to my will so much, don't you, treasure?
Got it. You have total.
Keep your hands just like that for now, while I give you a few instructions.
Got it.
When I finally allow you to release, you're going to black out, to fall into utter unconsciousness. Your mind will be obliterated and offline for just a little while. Certainly you can feel that in the pulsing needs still building in your cock. For those moments, you will be completely unaware of my words, although they will continue to penetrate your deepest levels of programming. If you release, you will not be able to resist submitting to this wholly vulnerable state, nor anything I want from you. You will know that you have my permission, or rather, my command to release the next time you hear me say, don't hold back. You need that orgasm more than ever, don't you? Isn't it incredibly arousing to fall so deep for me that you lose all opportunity and possibility of resistance? If you are begging to be brought entirely under my unrestrained control, then without yet taking yourself over the edge, you may now lightly begin stroking your cock for me. Teasing gentle touches. I want you to bring yourself to the edge of orgasm and a hold there until I think you're ready. Such a good treasure. Very pleasing. Notice the way your whole body feels. Not just the thrilling in your cock, but also your quickened breath, where your muscles are clenched, where you tingle and arch, and how your energy surges. Feel the ecstatic love of your passion that drives you to worship, to surrender, to obey. You feel so blissfully good because you've been such an excellent treasure. You should feel very rewarded and proud of yourself, completely confident in your unmitigated submission. Now, repeat after me, treasure, while you keep teasing your cock and balls for me. Goddess, I beg you to take pleasure from allowing me to orgasm for you.
You have control of my being.
Goddess, please favor me with the release I desperately need. Goddess, please take all my sexual energy and let me go deeper for you.
Goddess, you have total.
Please, goddess. Please, goddess. Anything, goddess, please. Oh, yes, good treasure. Now, hold. Go back to that firm grasp around your cock. Again, tugging your balls, restraining yourself from me. Straining against such a buildup of erotic tension. That's the power of your love forged into my control over you. That you feel the need for release as though it might tear you apart any moment. And yet, for me, you hold. I'm so pleased with you. Now, slowly start stroking again. Building towards an even higher peak of excitement, pushing you farther into your anticipation of expressing adoring, erotic worship through dedicated orgasm. I want you to touch yourself like you're singing a psalm to me, pushing at the boundary of how much stimulation you can take and hold back. You may vent some of your desperation into begging, and you will find that helps you find a deeper edge. There is no holding back. What uncensored pleas are pouring forth from your need. Please, goddess. Anything, goddess. Everything for you, goddess. Beg for me. Show me how humble and broken you are. Tell me how surely you know that I have you mastered. Beg me and love begging me. Love being made to beg me. Say please, 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 goddess. I plead. I pray for your permission to release for you. Don't hold back, good treasure. Yes, very good. I want you as incapable of holding back as you would have been to go forward without my permission. Keep going all the way through buildup, pleasure, release, mindlessness, into deep sleep, and then empty unconsciousness. Give me everything. So good. So pleasing. You will not remember anything I say from now until when I wake you. And it will be easy to remember, to forget to remember, because nothing is entering your conscious registry. You are going to have such a wonderful time easily creating positive effects in your life. With your newfound confidence and willingness to take risks. And all the time you are experiencing warm, happy feelings, you will remember listening to this session and how sexy it was. How good listening to my voice makes you feel. You're going to want to listen again and again. And you should give in to that urge. When you face a fear, and worship through your actions and your love, you should reward yourself by listening to the recording over again to remind yourself how pleasing I find those choices. The more often you listen, the more powerful the effects will be, the more powerful the influence of my training over you, the more pleased with you I will be. When you wake from your trance, You're going to feel powerful and refreshed, deeply relaxed, and still intensely aroused. You might want to continue the momentum of your devotion activities by listening to another recording, or by sending me an email telling me about the effects this session has had on you. Whatever you're doing, you will have clean, energetic, positive feelings to approach anything coming into your life. I'm going to count from 1 to 3, followed by the word up. When I say 1, your consciousness will return and you will begin to wake as though from a deep, dreamy sleep. You'll become more wakeful at 2 and at 3, finally reaching a fully awake and excited state with up, beginning now. 1, waking from just a short sleep, easily wanting to wake up. 2, fluttering your eyes a little, taking your time to wake into your body. 3, fully oriented, feeling the strength return to your body. Now up, stretch and shake yourself out. You've been wonderful. Thanks for listening so well, sweet treasure. I look forward to you hearing from me again soon.